broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk 803 Wednesday night. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. How you doing, Fee?
Pretty good, Bobby.
All pumped up for the big weekend. Watch the Buckeyes.
Yeah.
Sweet 16.
Whoops. Did something happen that they got back in somehow?
COVID.
Not a good job by the old box.
Or any of the other Big Ten except Michigan.
They all suck.
We have to root against them.
They were bad.
But you know what? That's all right.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yep.
I like watching them other teams.
Underdog teams.
Yeah. And that Loyola Chicago, a lot of people are saying that they're
good.
Yeah. And Kathy Etzer was texting me today, and there's a lot of local ties there.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the point guard is Norris from Double St. John's.
Double St. John?
Brett, his boy.
It's his boy.
Really? Yeah. He's at Columbus now, but he's a point guard there, and he's tremendous.
Yeah.
And she sent me some other things, but like Dave Springer, I think, coached with the head coach. And,
wow.
It's unbelievable.
And probably Sister, what's her name, was probably one of the nuns at the elementary school back 80 years ago.
I think she might have hit me.
She might have got you with a
ruler.
Yeah. Hey, we don't lose on Sundays, she says.
Nope.
We don't lose on Sundays.
Not allowed. I like it.
Now, did you see her pregame speech to the team?
No.
I mean, this lady's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
This team will not be able to rebound with us. Yeah. And she goes, you see that? All the all stuff she said.
I heard it. Yeah, it was neat. It's a pep talk.
Sister, what's her name?
Sister Mary, isn't it?
Sister Mary? No. Sister Athelda.
No.
Sister Catherine. Well, that was the meanest cat.
Sylvania. Kaboom. She cracked me.
Sylvania was a mean one, too?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure you deserved it.
Probably did.
I don't believe.
Nuns generally have pretty good judgment on character. They can tell if you're mischief or okay.
We got a great show tonight. We got Ryan Tin, the head softball coach of the girls' softball team, coming in tonight.
And, yes, sir.
And he'll be here by bottom of the hour or so. And we'll find out how the Lady Indians softball team is looking. And Fee, I thought maybe we'd open up and talk a little bit about the boys' baseball team. And in that season, we start when?
We start Monday night.
At home.
At home against Salina.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a heck of an opener.
Great opener.
Yeah.
Always is.
Yeah, and I don't...
We traditionally have
pretty good,
have opened up with Salina for
long
time. And I don't think they're loaded. I think it'll be a good opener.
No, it should be a good opener.
Yeah.
Back when we weren't very good, that was how we could figure out how good we were going to be, how well we did against Salina. If we only lost by 3, we were going to have a good season. Then about 5 years ago, he started beating them.
Yeah. Yeah. We had some great games with them.
Yeah, I was down there yesterday practicing, and boys will hit it.
Yeah, they're hitting the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
We had a scrimmage Monday.
How'd that go?
Good. We ended up 4-2, I think we ended up winning, and pitching was good. Dylan Evers came out first and went 3 complete, didn't give up any runs, and
Jerry said he looked very good through the summer. Is he looking good again now?
Yeah, and it's just he came in Tuesday and his arm was falling off. So
because he's basketball, right. But
they just got to get back in there. They'll get there.
And your hitting stars on Monday were
Brock Deuce had a huge bases loaded hit, run in, drove in 2, and then Kendrick Wendell had a big bases loaded hit, drove in 2 more.
Who's first baseman?
Who's on first?
Has he got a full beard?
About half.
Yeah.
Bo Tin was in there too. Yeah,
he's a big kid.
Tall.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Bo Tin's going to play first a little bit.
Okay.
So is Daniel.
All right. And then second base?
Right now, I think maybe like Landon Post and Ryan Post are both there.
Okay.
And actually, the Vachtfeldt boy, Derek, he's another infielder that can come in.
Right.
I think shortstop Ryan Post is going to take over there.
Yep.
Before it's all said and done, and Brock Deuce has been playing third base.
Will he be a fixture down there?
I think so. Yeah. He's looking pretty good at it, but he'll pitch.
Oh, he's a pitcher too.
Yeah, so when he pitches,
okay,
Dylan will probably play there, I would think. Dylan Evers.
What's your outfield look like then?
Solid. We got Kobe in left and Riley Will up the middle.
Okay.
And right now, Derek Lockfelt's out there, but we'll be able to get him in there. We got some other kids too that can go in.
What about who's catching?
Freshman. Brought him up. Jimmy Toby's boy.
Okay. Riggs.
Great. He's really been impressive.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good. Jerry,
so you got impressive. So with him, he's a kid that played JV basketball, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And his dad's been in the
huge baseball guy.
Yeah, big baseball guy. So Riggs is going to start catching for us.
Yeah. Yeah, so far he's done a really good job. Yeah. And with Patchy's got a lot of signs and stuff. We've changed a lot of stuff. It's good.
Yeah.
I think that'll we're putting a lot of pressure on him, but he seems to be handling it well. So
then, do we have a full JV team?
Yeah, yeah, full squad down there too.
Good.
And there's a couple kids down there that hopefully by the end of the year, you know, if we need anybody, I think they can come up.
Yeah,
got a couple kids. Wyatt Ben, I think, can throw. Pretty good pitcher. Jackson, can't think of his name.
Mitch's son.
Yeah. Irving.
Couldn't think of his name.
Yeah. Another kid can pitch for us a little bit, you know.
Good, he's a good-looking kid.
Yeah, he's a big kid. Looks like he should be an athlete.
Yeah, but really is. And I, you know, those guys, because pitching's going to be interesting, because we got a lot of guys with some gimpy arms, so who knows.
Yeah, so who's going to be our pitchers, or who can be our pitchers?
Well, you know, maybe? I think.
Are
I
we
think
still figuring that
Daniel
out?
Daniel Roman will be our ace, I would think. He'll be our number one. But yeah.
So now, what's his status with his foot?
He told me it'll probably be the week after the opening week.
Okay.
The 5th, maybe. I think something like that. He can take the boot off and go get it. So, and I think he's going to do some swinging and stuff now. So
he's close.
He's close. Yeah, I think so. He said that
He's a big sucker.
He's a big boy. Yeah, I look forward to see what he's going to do on the mound. I mean, I think he's going to be pretty good. And so far, we've had Brock pitched the other night in the scrimmage, and Derek Lockfeld. Derek Lockfeld's got a great curveball.
Yeah,
when it's working, it's really a good curveball. And then Dylan has been in there, so there's our three or four. And then Ryan Post, I still feel like his arm gets solid. He's allowed to take the ball a few times too. He might be a closer. He'd be a good guy to come in for Nanny.
Right.
It'll be see what Jerry thinks, but it's so far it looks pretty good.
Troy Homan.
It's on freshman. All right, JV team.
Okay, JV team.
He's on JV team.
Yep.
We got so many freshmen. We got about a 6-game schedule with freshmen. So they'll get a lot of playing time in, I think.
No kidding.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So where do you we got a scrimmage tomorrow?
Yes. Rain, maybe.
At Corey Rawson?
Yes.
Oh, yep. Jesus.
Road trip.
So I probably won't be there.
That'd be a tough one.
Yeah.
It's Thursday afternoon. You got Thursday afternoon off.
I get Thursday afternoon off. Yeah, that's right. Might sneak up there.
Corey Rawson. I think they just voted to get out of their league or something.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
Now, Jerry talked to the head coach for Perry, who we scrimmaged the other night, and he thinks they're going to win the league.
Their league,
which their league's not the greatest.
Yeah.
But Cindy Lehman's always in there, but he says, I think we can compete with them.
Good. What about Perry? What's their thinking?
What's that?
How good's Perry going to be?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's who we played. Lima Perry.
Yeah, Howard. Oh, you said they think they can win the league?
They think they're going to win the league.
Corey Rawson.
No.
Oh, okay.
Lima Perry, the team we played.
Yeah.
Jerry was down there talking to their coach during in between innings, and he says, I think we got a chance. They got some good kids. They had one kid with a boot, too. So I think he was one of their better players, too. So it'll be interesting. They were a good team. They put the ball in play, but We actually looked defensively to look good. Had a couple errors, not bad though, nothing terrible. I think we walked 5, so that's not terrible either. We give up 2 runs in the top of the 7.
Yeah,
you know, but not bad. Good.
That's why it's a scrimmage.
Yeah.
Let's take a break, Spencey. We will come right back. We're going to talk the Ohio High School basketball tournament. Congratulations to the Trojans.
The Trojans.
And I thought all year long they were the most
good-looking team.
Yes.
Very good-looking team.
By looks, they were the best team we played.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I thought so. So, let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
spring is coming and the temperature is rising, so head to Wayne Street Market and grab some steaks and get grilling. Ribeyes are only $7.99 a pound, New York strips are $6.99 a pound, and T-bones are just $5.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk four patties, all no limit. And don't forget the wood chips for smoking and the charcoal. And while you're there, get the rest of your party supplies, chips, meat and cheese trays, beer and wine, and you'll be ready for that night by the fire ring with your friends. Get up to Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
There is now a U.S. flag disposal box at the Veterans Plaza. There's a specific protocol for disposing of our flag, so when your flag is ready to be replaced, please bring the old one to the disposal box. Our local veterans organizations will perform the flag-burning ritual for any flags that they receive. Please help our veterans give the flag the respect that it deserves by bringing your tattered flags to the flag disposal box at the Veterans Plaza, where it can be disposed of in the proper manner.
He was good.
He's real good. We on?
Yes.
We on?
He real good.
He was good.
We're back here, Harold Feeling. Randy, the rocker, got a haircut.
Rock looking good.
You look real good. You look super good.
Pretty. Sure looks pretty, doesn't he? Pretty as Muhammad Ali
handsome.
Was.
Okay. No, I'm serious. I'm proud of you. Handsome Last guy. Time. Queen. We are the champions.
Queen.
Very good.
You like Queen?
I like Queen.
Queen's awesome.
Queen had a lot of great songs.
They did.
Yep.
I'm serious. They did. You turn on Queen and you'll get to listen to a lot of songs.
I heard one the other day and I thought, this is awesome, and I forgot all about it. It's just another awesome song that they don't play a lot. I don't remember what it was, but it was awesome.
So when you got your radio on here and you're playing music, do you have any idea what comes up?
I can look over here and see, but no, I don't.
So it's you pay.
It's random.
You pay this company.
It's software. I get a list of different, I can make however many categories I want. So if I want to have something from the 60s or the 70s or something slow or something new, I can drag and drop categories in, and then they'll pick a song out of this. Let's say 60s has 115 songs in it. They'll pick one to play every time it.
Let's say that I come up here on a Saturday morning. I'm on DJ.
Okay.
Can I pick a song and play it?
Yes, you can if you want to.
Manually, you can play.
Yes, absolutely.
But if you're just sitting here.
Yep, because that's what we used to do with Rocker's show.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah. He sucked at it, and that's what happened.
He was good at it.
Ratings for that thing was dismal.
Well, because I kept doing technical errors.
No, that's not it.
Well, it kind of was.
And how can you actually think that the greatest song, church song of all time?
Ooh, I didn't see it. Is that a top ten?
It has to be How Great Thou Art.
It has to be.
Yeah, that's
28.
He had Ave Maria.
That's a pretty good song.
It's not number one.
No. It is when your wife sings it.
No.
Dipped in chocolate, by the way.
Bingo.
Oh, somebody get better, Skippy.
You are so dumb. We're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend Mr. Feely,
talking.
We talked about the baseball team, and I did see. I wanted to bring this up before that we are going to play the Houston
Wildcats
at Dayton Dragon
Fifth Third,
and that's always fun.
Fifth
Third, and hopefully Fort Cover Radio will be there.
I couldn't figure out how to get a hold of them, so I went to their Facebook page and did a message, and I have the person's name to get a hold of, and they've never given us an ounce of any problem. Just they welcome us in like
in.
Like we're Martin
me and Calpe was there Rob Weaver, I think. Rob Weaver did it, maybe.
He did it, and we did it because it's such a big deal. You know, normally we would have probably simulcasted, but, you know, he wanted to do it, and we wanted to do it. So
who was we playing? We got beat.
No, we killed.
Alder.
Big Dayton.
Dayton Alder.
Yes.
Yep. 2 years, the time before that, we got beat by...
St. Henry smoked us one time down.
Blake Movement hit one to Troy.
Yeah, he hit a bomb.
Yeah, but that was the only... I think that's the only run we got.
12-1.
Yeah, St. Henry beat the tar out of us.
They thumped us. That was a while ago.
Yeah, but that was fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was always good games.
But I like playing that. I mean, I think it's... Yeah. And tell a little bit about that. Is that a... we selling some tickets for that?
We usually do. Jerry hadn't really gave me the particulars on it. It's usually about 250 tickets or something we got to sell.
Yeah.
You know, and we usually just buy them and then get them out to everybody and try to sell them. But that's kind of their deal. If you can sell some tickets to another game, they give you like 3 weekends to pick from or something. And it's always fun to go down there and watch the Dragons.
I agree with you. It's kind of neat.
They're fun to watch. Acher
has season tickets this year, and he was saying that they have a box. It holds 20, but this year they're only allowed to have 10 in it.
Oh, is that right?
Stupid COVID. That don't make sense.
Stupid.
Well, I'm going to say by at least mid-season, that's probably not going to be the case anymore. I could be completely wrong, but I see
Holcomb opened up Indiana next two weeks. Said, no mask.
Said masks are optional.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be for Ohio, too, if we can get down to whatever it was, 500. Whatever.
Dwayne. 50, Jesus. Come on. There's only 14 people in Mercer County that's got it.
Yeah, I'd say you'd open up Mercer County.
And speaking of which, you got the shot.
I did.
And I got the shot.
You did.
You get shot?
Long time ago.
You got the shot?
I'm not qualified yet.
What do you mean?
Were you 11?
What do you mean you're not qualified?
They haven't asked me to come in yet.
Well, they're supposed to ask you.
You need a...
They tell you when your age comes up. And then
we got to get you the shot.
You asked me and I told you.
Right. What? You just got to go tell them. I want a shot.
You want a shot? I'll go get you some Fireball.
Fireball?
That'll do.
Are you scared of the
needles?
That'll kill COVID. I see how they jam that fucker.
You are scared, aren't you?
I don't like shots.
I could be a dope head. Shoot me all you want.
I hate shots too.
You can't handle it?
Oh, I hate them.
Hit me with your best shot. That's why I went in there and sang that to that lady with the COVID shot.
Cobby said he was screaming in there.
Cobby was bawling like a baby.
He said, I went in the back and he said, I started screaming. Just then they came out laughing.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the shot. Get the shot. What the heck? Why not? And a lot of people are anti. My wife.
No.
I ain't getting a shot. She's mad now, too,
because she said...
There's your shot.
I guess they opened up our cruise lines. They're going to start doing cruises, but you have to have a shot.
Oh,
so
really?
Me and you're in. Wives are out.
Let's go on a cruise. Let's set it up.
Absolutely. We're going.
I'll go with you on a cruise. Yeah, hell, we'd bunk. I'll snuggle with the big fee.
No, now we're spooners.
I got no problem with that.
That's creepy.
You're creepy.
I know it.
We'll be eating like games.
Oh, yeah. Gambling, eating. Gambling. Wives will be in Fort Kerry, Ohio.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the way it goes.
Got to get the shot.
I do got to say one thing.
That?
Rocker, did you get your shot there? Fireball?
He just started.
Oh, no. Here we go.
We should have got our shots online or on radio.
We could have promoted it.
Our opportunity.
Yep. Yeah. Well, we can, since it's radio, they can't see. We'll just act like we're getting a shot.
Doing it again.
Hey.
Get Amy Wendell in here. Or one
Will
of
you
Jerry's?
Quit interrupting? I got something big.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
It's big. Whoa.
Can I announce this or not? Can I announce that I'm a grandpa again or not?
Absolutely.
Huh?
That is big.
That's big. Number 5.
Number 5.
I got 5 grandkids.
Holy cow.
I'm not that old, Spencey.
Grandson or granddaughter this
granddaughter,
time?
Granddaughter, Ellie.
Daughter.
So is it
Carly.
Three to two.
Girls you are pulling you got all girls.
I'm 3-0. 3-0 girls.
Well, maybe the next 6 years will be
two
be
more
boys.
My basketball
our
team.
Our kids like to have sex. Our wives, nothing to do with it.
Zero.
It's unbelievable.
We're out.
Unbelievable. I don't get it.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. We had we went to the Botkins game this year, and Botkins. Yes.
Our best game of the year, by the way.
Fee, I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. It was the best game.
Might be the best game I've seen in 5-10 years.
Yeah.
Great game.
Yep. It was one of the best games we played, and we walked out of there knowing that was a nice team.
Yep.
How nice were they? Well, guess what? They won state titles.
They are state
champions. Sunday, and they beat Columbus Grove Bulldogs, and you know what? They good for Bodkins.
Yeah, absolutely. I like Columbus Grove too, but I think they've won her before, and I was kind of rooting for Bodkins. Sorry,
I want to know how Randy Diller scored a ticket to the state finals.
Yeah, some poor kids at home didn't get a good
Randy
watch.
Randy Diller a is a nobody.
Randy ain't been to Columbus Grove in 34 years. Come on.
He sends us a picture of him sitting at
the center court. Seat. Wait a minute. What are you doing in
there? He says, first game he's been to since COVID.
Yeah.
He said, and my God, did I miss it.
See, he missed it. Yeah.
And you think about Randy, who is a Jones for basketball, who didn't Absolutely. Go to a game for a year.
Yeah.
I bet he did eat that up.
Yeah, that would be
Except
fun.
His team lost, but...
Yeah, but
you get that far, though.
Still, absolutely.
That's pretty good.
Yep, that's exactly right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. We got Ryan Tin, the coach of the girls' softball team.
You bet.
You got anybody else coming in with you?
Possibly Carrie Shane.
Carrie Shane, that'd be great. So we're going to talk Indian softball. We're going to take a break. Sports Talk, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for just $15,900. Also available is a 1999 Pontiac Bonneville SE with keyless entry, power steering, local trade with 111,000 miles on it for just $3,500. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Community Garage Sales are coming up. They'll be held April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And if you want to be included, you'll need to be registered with the CIO to ZI by Saturday, March 27th. You can get a registration form from any member or go to their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Community Garage Sales, and download the form from your computer. Don't put it off. The new CIO to ZI garage sale dates will be sneaking up on us. They'll be the last weekend in April, but you need to register by March 27th to get on their map.
My mic ain't on.
It's not. Why can I hear you then?
How about now?
Yeah.
Is it on now?
Yeah, it was on before.
I got a big orange mic now.
Come on in.
Huh? Huge orange. Well, looky there. The room did get a little prettier.
Got a lot prettier.
Well, thank you.
A little prettier.
Oh, yeah.
Got a little. Jeez.
Whoa, we got racers.
What was that?
I don't know.
Coming right through the building.
Pretty sure it wasn't the cops.
No. Hey, they're driving around. I passed them, Mr. Shane.
Yeah.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we talked about our special guest today. We're going to talk girls softball. We got head coach Ryan Tin and his assistant, Coach Carrie Shane, and we're going to talk about the softball program. And guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great
You're
to be
gonna
here.
You're
going to
talk.
Get in there.
She's a little shy tonight.
Are you shy?
Never.
You've never been shy about anything.
I'm not shy.
I know you're not. So, guys, you know, we're about, a week away from the opener?
Saturday.
We open this Saturday. Who we got?
At Delphus Jefferson.
Fort Recovery Radio going to be there?
Doubleheader.
Double dipper. That'd be a
We're not going to be there, but we are going to have Jill Ranley announce some of the home games.
Well, good, good.
So, and we have a second stream, so Chuck's getting everything together so we can...
Do them both live?
Yeah, you both can be live. You can pick out whichever one you want to do with our regular boys on the regular stream and our girls on the second stream.
Well, that's nice. Great.
He set up that second stream when we had the boys and girls playing basketball on the same night. So,
well, good. So we're joined here by the coaches, and guys, it's been a long couple of years. And when you think about it, we missed out on a team last year that we really had high expectations.
Big.
And this year, is Brenna Homan our only senior? Our only senior. And that's a good place to start, though, because Brenna's she's a champ.
Yeah, she's a great leader. We're young this year. We only have four returning girls with any high school experience whatsoever. So three juniors and the one senior.
Uh-oh, that sounds like a lot of coaching.
The good news, three out of them four were our top three hitters from 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Good. Yeah.
So.
Well, good. You guys, have you had a scrimmage so far?
We had one scrimmage on Monday. We scrimmaged Salina, and pretty competitive game.
Good.
We probably played a little bit better than actually what I was expecting.
Yeah,
it's real good.
From being off for 2 years... The weather we've had this year has been great. We've been outside more this year, I think, than the last 6 years combined.
Right. Yeah. It's been awesome.
And it's been huge for us just because we have so many freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah.
And they've gotten so many reps outside, fly balls, ground balls. It's really paid off for us.
The biggest thing I know about softball, girls softball, is pitching. You got some pitching?
It's key. It definitely is. Yeah, this year we actually have three pitchers, which is
I've seen some girls
almost practicing unheard of.
They're looking
us.
Pretty good.
Yeah, and they're all pretty good. They'll all play for us this year. We have freshman Brittany Tebby, and then sophomore Sophie Pearson and junior Jackie Holman. So they'll all good play squad. And they'll play in some big situations for us.
And Jackie pitched as a freshman, right?
She did. She was first team MAC as a freshman. She hit the ball well too.
Yeah, when you look at missing out on a year, and the kids this year, the excitement, and they got to be ready to go, ain't they?
They've been pretty bored the last 2 weeks. They've been ready. They've been ready to get started. Yeah, we can only do so many drills and take reps without seeing the actual competition and game situation. So,
You guys took over as the coaching on a weird situation, and to say the least, and the kids have bought into you two leading them, and the numbers. What's your numbers look like this year?
We're down a little. We have 13 players, but the good news out of them 13 is they can play a lot of different positions. Yeah. So, you know, every one of our outfielders can play every outfield position. We've got infield that can play several different positions. We have two catchers this year and three pitchers, which is almost unheard of for us. Multiple first baseman, second baseman, short, third, everywhere on the field. So that's going to give us a lot of opportunity to get a lot of girls some playing time.
We talked earlier about the boys team, and they had a scrimmage this week. And talk a little bit about your scrimmage against Salina. I have some game changer or something like that. Mm-hmm. Then I see we won.
Yeah, I wasn't aware. I don't know if Coach Shane was aware. I know Salina's coach wasn't aware, but we were only allowed to scrimmage for 2 hours. That's all the officials would let us scrimmage.
Oh, really?
I knew in football, when I coached junior high football, it was a 2 hour time limit. Hmm. But I guess I never realized it in softball.
How long did you guys play? About 4 hours?
7 hours.
That's good. Yeah. Hey, we're under probation now. Season's supposed to start next week, but that's canceled.
I'll edit that part out of the...
Lima Perry's still on her way home.
Yeah.
So we played for 2 hours, and both teams hit the ball well, and I was really, really happy with our hitting. We had some freshmen that really stepped up and some sophomores that hit the ball well, and that's what it's going to take this year for us to be successful, is get some production out of them freshmen and sophomores.
Okay, so I am down. I went to the baseball practice yesterday, and they have this pitching machine, and Fee just feeds it, and it shoots it in there about 75 mile an hour.
It's pretty nice.
You guys got one of them?
We do. We keep ours at the sack. We don't have enough storage at the softball field, but We got a pitching machine right here in this no, right arm. Coach Shane has one in hers there.
Can you hurl yet?
Just a little.
You got a noodle arm right now?
It's getting a little old, I'll tell you that.
Well, I've listened to this guy cry every night.
Yeah, mine fell off.
Yeah, he was. Then he got hit with a line shot in the noggin once, and he said, "That's about done pitching." So I think the Bruins family did.
Yes, yeah. Actually, it was donated in memory of Whitey. It's got a little plaque on it and everything. It's cool.
Yeah,
it's really a neat thing, and I think it's helping a bunch. Yeah. You know, you can simulate so many neat things, and we actually take it out on the field and pop ups and ground balls, and you can do everything with it, and it's 100% easier. I mean, you want a guy to go to his right, you just boom, hit that thing, and it goes that way, and you take off, and it really simulates the game well.
Can it feed softballs? That's the question.
I don't know. Get one.
Yeah,
I'm sure they got it for baseball. Absolutely. They can get it for softball. Maybe Fort Carey Radio deal we get.
Maybe.
I think
maybe that we could take that out of the money we were thinking about giving for the press box.
Oh, we need a press box.
Yeah, that's for you.
Yeah, we better.
I'd like $500,000 set aside for your press box. So.
$500,000 or $500,000.
Yeah, $500,000.
Right, right.
Only the best for Bubba and Copy.
Uh-huh, I hear you. So let's talk a little bit about your team this year. And you already touched base with Brenna, your senior, and then you got a couple juniors. And who's?
Yeah, the juniors are Jackie Holman, Macy Shinneberry, and Chloe Greasy.
And all played 2 years ago.
All played as freshmen.
Yeah.
So that's a big help. And our sophomores, we have several that play travel, which helps too. Sophie Pearson is a sophomore. Ava Shane, Maddie Guggenbiller, chime in whenever.
Ava Shane, would that be your little daughter?
Yeah, that's mine.
Oh my goodness gracious! She ain't the little redhead, is she?
She's a strawberry blonde. Yeah.
Okay.
Strawberry blonde. Curly hair.
Yeah.
Cute as can be.
She a player? Can she?
She does
hit?
All right. Good. She does all right.
Good. And then who else we got?
Abby Kanapke is another sophomore. I believe that's all the sophomores.
Abby, Joe's?
Yeah. Joe and Kim have two on the team this year. Abby and Allison.
Awesome.
Yeah, Joe actually says I have him for the next 6 years because he has a seventh grader also.
So he's in.
Seventh grader. So
it'd be like you in about 15 years.
Yeah.
Because you got three of them.
I got three of them.
That's right.
He's going to do some announcing for us hopefully this year.
Good.
Freshman, we have Brittany Tebby, who's going to pitch. Callie Wendell. Who's the other ones there? I'm forgetting. I'm drawing a blank. Kenzie Garkey and Allison. I already named her.
Okay, yeah. Good. So when this thing all gets fired up and you get to go outside and play. Do you have, basically, did you guys get who you was going to play wherever? Or these girls said, you know, I'm an outfielder, I'm an infielder. Because you just say, here, let's see what we got.
We preach that team concept from the very beginning, and I think they're buying into it.
Yeah.
We got you know, obviously freshmen come in, and they might have to go to the outfield because we have some juniors or seniors in a spot that they've played. But for the most part, yeah, they're buying in, and they're moving around.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Hey, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more Indian softball right after the Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Floors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Floors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Floors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Floors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Wow.
This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Be sure to mark your calendars for this year's event, August 27th and 28th, 2021, to be held at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This year's event will feature the Friday night Tow and Go Raffle, as well as the Saturday Super Raffle. We're set to give away up towards $1 million worth of cash and prizes this year. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Don't miss out on the event of the year, the 2021 WOW Super Raffle, August 27th and 28th in downtown Fort Recovery.
Wow.
No, that
one. Here we go. We're on.
All right, we're back here.
We're back. Hopefully we didn't hear that last
No,
part.
Not at all.
Pretty sure the microphone thing wasn't flashing.
We're back here at Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, and Spency, and the guy in the background, hammered drunk, is Rocker.
Rocker.
Who's drinking Fireball.
Hammering like Fireballs back
he's here. He's got a serious problem. But he does look good with his haircut.
Got a good haircut.
But they have not yet called him for the shot.
He's waiting for him to call it.
Good wait, too.
Get the shot.
Yeah, you're gonna have to. You have to call them. You have to get a hold of them.
I'll call them tomorrow. I'll line you up. You in or out?
Hey, you drive all right.
He's got the shoulder.
He is unbelievable, Annie. We talked to Coach Feely earlier about the baseball program, and now we got the coaching staff of the girls program, and it's always nice to talk to them guys and get fired up for the season. And numbers are 13. We open up. Season gets underway on Saturday, and we're traveling to Delphus Jefferson for a doubleheader. And we're talking about the team this year, and we didn't get to play last year, and it was kind of weird. We probably could have played as it is now. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
You can be outdoors. We knew that.
Yeah.
Who are we blaming, Brent?
No. Brent didn't
I can
have
blame
much
Brent. Brent.
You can, but it isn't his fault. You can blame whoever you want.
Ryan. Blame Ryan.
Yeah, you can blame him, but it isn't his fault.
It's not?
No. No.
That was a bad situation for both our teams.
Everybody.
Oh.
We had two good teams ready to go.
We had five seniors ready to.
Yeah.
I wanted to contend for the get match. Down there and see Olivia Winning hit about 28 home runs.
Yeah. Lydia holds the school record for home runs.
Oh, Lydia, I was thinking Olivia. Yeah.
11, maybe something like that.
In 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years. Yeah. And we got two girls right now that are going to probably own that record before it's all said.
Ooh, that's good.
Who we got? We got some girls, got some pop.
We got some girls on this team that can hit the ball a long way.
Really?
Yeah.
Maddie
Guggenbiller is one of them. She hit the ball over our scoreboard last year during summer. I think Jackie Holman hit one over the scoreboard.
Maddie Guggenbiller, help me out. Who's is that?
Daryl.
Okay, oh, good.
Daryl?
Yeah.
And then Jackie Holman, it's Ken and Bonnie's.
Yeah.
She led the league. I think she led the league in doubles as a freshman, and she definitely led our team. And she's got a little more uppercut to her swing this year.
Yeah.
So she's going to hit some.
That's a good deal. So this year it'll be interesting. I mean, you'll have a learning curve, I'm sure. As far as like, got your starting lineups ready to go and still thinking.
I could throw one together if I had to right now, but
yeah.
I just have a lot of girls that are about equally. So it's going to be probably, we're going to have a different lineup and a different defense probably every game
every
for
game.
The first at least week or two and probably all season.
So you do any scouting?
I actually went to Coldwater last week.
Did you?
They scrimmaged Saturday.
Just check them out and see.
Yeah, it was a kind of a 3-for-1 for me. I had two nieces playing for Coldwater, and
oh, perfect.
My nephew's girlfriend played for Newton, and then the main reason though is I wanted to see Coldwater's pitcher.
Yeah,
she's a Wendell girl, mm-hmm. Maddie Wendell, I believe is her name. She's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
She's probably along the lines of what we got, so that should be a good battle. They got a young team, too.
Yeah. How about whose team to beat?
I really don't know in the MAC. I've heard Parkway. Don't know. I guess.
The thing about softball is if you get a girl that can really hum it, you win every game. And the thing is the girls, they can just keep pitching, too. It doesn't really hurt their arm, right?
Not to the degree that it does the guys.
I mean, with a boy? I mean, do you have it where you, after you pitch, you got to sit out a game or two and then come back?
There's no rule on girls pitching, but we kind of, as coaches, we watch that. And
Well, especially if you got three girls.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I think we'll pitch. There'll be games we'll pitch all three of them. One to throw the other team's timing off, and two just to.
That's a really good idea.
Mix it up
a
little bit.
That's a great help. Yeah, that's kind of nice having three girls like that.
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing for us.
Yeah,
and as far as fielding and that kind of thing, you're still trying to feel out who's. You didn't get to see anybody play last year, so you don't really know. All your only information is 2 years old. And some of that's junior high, and you don't know any of that. So I'm sure you're going to be feeling stuff out for a while, trying to figure out who is what's your best combination, because you might have three people that are great shortstops, and none of them are worth nothing at second base, but or the other way around. But you might have three or four that are you can just interchange from third, second, short, and it doesn't make any difference. You see that a lot, and if your worst option is still really good, it's hard to make a mistake.
Yeah, our lineup defensively might be based off who's hot at the plate, because we can throw girls in different positions.
Yeah,
that's a really good.
Well, like you said, when you can mix and match, that's nice. When they can play everywhere, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun then too, because lots of the girls get to play. You know, if they came in the third or fourth inning in the last game, they might start this game and vice versa, and everybody gets to play a pretty good amount, so that helps out a lot.
Yeah, you don't know anything about baseball.
I saw it once.
Did you really? Let's talk about you guys as coaches. I love you, Spencer. And you guys taking over the helm here at as coaching softball. Having fun?
I'm having fun.
I'm having a great time.
Are you?
Yeah.
It's got to be fun coaching your kid.
There's ups and downs with that.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's not always what it's cracked up to be, I'll say that.
Yeah, probably.
It's kind of challenging because you do have to separate, and I have to separate the mom mode from the coach mode.
Sure.
I think that's hard for the kids as well.
Yeah.
Because I've coached both my girls for a lot of years. So once we hit the door at home, it's mom mode.
Yeah. So you've been involved with these kids for a long time.
Yeah, I've started coaching my kids when they were like kindergarten, first grade.
Yeah.
And worked my way all the way up to the junior high level. And I've been with both sets of the girls at the junior high level for the last 4 years. And then I've helped my other daughter, Ella. She's an eighth grader with her travel team. So
you're kind of a softball.
She's a giggler.
Kind of a nut, basically, a little bit. Did you play?
Yeah, I played.
Ain't good?
That was okay.
I mean, honestly, did you hit?
It was 25 years ago, remember.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Versailles Tigers? Tiger ball. Yeah. What position you play?
I was second baseman.
No arm? Couldn't throw her short?
Well, we had a left-handed pitcher at the time.
All the balls went that way.
Who threw some heat, yeah.
So they put the stud at second.
I like that.
Vacuum, suck everything up. Carrie Shane.
I should have said that's why I played second.
Carrie, what was it? Maiden name?
Francis.
Carrie Francis. All League, Southwestern Conference?
We were the SRC,
Southwestern
Rivers. Rivers Conference. Yeah. Yes, I was.
Can you brag a little more today?
You asked her, Bob.
Huh,
you
I did.
You asked her.
I mean, she's bragging kind of coming out of the shell a little bit.
I was trying not to. You kept pulling it out of me.
And I've seen her play at the MD tournament. Yeah.
She
ain't too bad.
I would say she probably has a little bit of competitive fire in her a little bit.
Really, you think so?
It's a smidge.
You think so?
It's simmering down over the years.
Has it simmered down? Yeah. I think we all have as we go. Yeah. And Ryan, let's talk about you. And
I never played high school softball.
You didn't play?
No, I've been playing.
No, but he would knock your head off as a linebacker.
Yes, he would.
Great linebacker.
Are you in the Hall of Fame yet?
Oh, no. there's a lot better players above me.
Not when we first started. He was the best. Yeah. He was the best football player. Yeah.
He was our only chance of tackling Enos.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember
saying we had 10 guys standing, fell down, and that guy come running, and he'd go after him.
He was our only
He couldn't
shot.
Stop him. He'd jump on his back, go in there with him, touchdown.
But yeah, Enos only had 790 yards against us.
Yeah, wasn't too
Ryan
bad.
Had 42 tackles. Yeah. So you and your whole family's been, all your kids played softball, and now everybody's graduated, right?
I have two. They have both, my two oldest daughters have graduated.
Right.
They're on to college.
We got both.
I'm kind of thinking.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I was going to bring. How are you going to work this out?
I don't think it's going to work out.
You think? But, no. Yeah.
We're going to have to rely on listening to you guys probably.
Yeah.
Replaying the game.
Because Fee makes it sound like Bo could see some time here on that varsity team.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely he's going to.
If he was playing JV this year, we would be at the same place a lot of times.
Oh, okay.
But since he's on varsity, I probably won't get to see him until about the last four games of the year.
Yeah.
Our season ends like a week and a half or so earlier than the boys.
Yeah. Well, with FaceTime and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be able to get him play a little bit.
He gave me the okay to coach.
He said, yeah. Because you know what? That probably is something where, you know, I know how it is for me. And when your kid's playing, you're like, that's all you really give a crap
hard
about.
Time, yeah.
And, you know, I take my hand off to you for making that decision. It's not easy. And
that's a toughie.
And the reason that you did is because your love for coaching girls softball. So that has to be the only reason. So let's take a break. We're going to come back. We got another 15 minutes or so. We'll talk Indian softball right after this sports talk. Presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wayne Street Market is the place to go every Friday during Lent. They have shrimp or fish dinners hot and ready to go back in their deli. The shrimp dinners come with six pieces of butterfly shrimp and two sides for $6.99. Or their famous fish dinners are three big pieces of fish and two sides for $7.99. Or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and avoid the wait in line. Let Wayne Street Market be your solution this year for those busy Fridays during Lent. The Fort Recovery VFW is having their annual fish fry every Friday during Lent. They'll be serving their all-you-can-eat fish from 4:30 to 7:30 for only $8, with sides like baked beans and coleslaw, and coffee is included. You don't have to be a member to go to their fish fry, so head on out to the VFW west of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for your Friday night Lent supper. Drive-through and carryouts are available in addition to their dine-in buffet. Just $8 for adults and $5 for 10 and under for their all-you-can-eat fish Lent buffet every Friday night during Lent at the VFW.
Here we go.
We're back.
Here we go. That's how you bring us in.
Well, you were looking the other way.
You can't play a song us in.
I tried to do that last week, and it just didn't work. I can't do it.
You're done, ain't you?
I'm just too dumb.
You're not too dumb.
Well, Chuck changed a few things on the board when we went down there and then brought it back. It's easier for him, and I have no clue.
No clue?
No, I don't know.
Let me tell you what Chuck did today. Chuck downloaded. He told me I got to download this app on my phone. It's Flight 24.
Flight 24.
I can't stop looking at it. You just click on these airplanes, and it shows you where they're going and how fast they're going. It's all these airplanes above us. It's like there's one right over Fort Covered. I hit that phone. It's going to Chicago from like
Why?
I don't know, but I'm hooked on it.
Oh, God.
So tonight when I go to bed, I'll be looking at where the airplane is.
Yeah.
Here he goes. And then Chuck goes, there's a helicopter down by Cincinnati. Here shows the helicopter. Chuck is an idiot.
But he how in the hell would you ever find something like that?
I know. Ain't that the truth?
I mean, you know, he just, that kind of stuff, he just automatically, osmosis, he knows it.
We're back here with the head coaches of the girls softball team, and let's talk a little bit about the facilities and with the building of our new WOW and the new sports complex.
It's gonna be awesome.
How cool is that? And think about, you know, you guys have a pretty nice facility there.
Yeah, well, actually, the boosters just put some money into it last year. We ended up redoing the infield dirt, and now all the water drains off. So hopefully, we'll get some more games in this year.
Good. Did you guys have some issues with it standing?
Yeah, we had some puddling, and it was time for some dirt.
Yeah,
and they chose to do it now instead of waiting another year for the project. Which,
because they're not going to really disturb anything over there with the project, I hope.
What is the game plan? When are they going to start moving that stuff?
I don't know, but my understanding is it's going to be ready by this time next year.
Supposed to be.
Really?
I think they're going to start moving stuff.
Are you on a committee?
Next week or two.
Are you on a committee?
I am.
So you know what's going on, but you ain't allowed to say?
No, I'm allowed to say.
Well, spill the beans.
Hey, we're trying we got inquiry minds. Your assistant coaches are texting you right now.
Yeah, and we failed to mention them, and we should probably give them a shout out first.
Absolutely.
Probably should.
For all their hard work.
And who we got on our staff?
Renee Evers and Lauren Day are also helping out this year.
First of all, I love both of them.
Yes, those are two.
I mean, when you
talk
awesome. About some...
You know, they maybe should be the head coaches.
You know what? but you talk about girls who love Fort Recovery and love the girls' programs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great people to have on your
and
staff.
And both pretty good softball players.
Nah, not really. Not too bad.
They used to was.
Nah, I don't think so.
Nah, they're both pretty good.
None of them could carry.
So you haven't seen the MD tournament for a while?
Carrie Francis was all world.
Yep, she was.
No.
You wasn't?
No.
All American.
Hands down, Renee's got me. Big
has she got you?
Oh yeah.
I go out to.
Well, right now she does. She's a few years younger.
Carly plays beer league. She played beer league softball. So I went and watched her. Renee's unbelievable.
She is.
She is.
She is pretty good.
She's really good.
She's like.
Well, she's an Evers. She can't help it.
What's that? I mean, Crack sucks. He ain't no good at anything.
Well, it's because he's 80, but
yeah. He just had a birthday.
Ouch. Yeah, was he 44, 45?
I think 40.
Yeah. Should be 45.
45, yeah. I was thinking
because 40. You guys are both 45.
Yeah. No.
No.
Almost.
Close.
They're both almost.
Yeah, sorry.
They're close.
But Carrie is older.
Yes.
We did come to that conclusion.
But she doesn't look it.
Oldest on the staff.
I'm the elderly on the team, that's for sure.
Yeah. Wise.
I'll be the walker here pretty soon.
Yep.
Wise one.
So I heard Harold talk about the MAC, and I think from what I'm you know, I talked to Digger, and
yeah.
I think Minster's probably pretty good.
Ryan thought Parkway.
Parkway. How about
the girls have told me Parkway. Minster's going to be good. They got really good coaching.
Yeah. Oh no, Rob is he's a moron. Yeah, he's probably
Rob's your friend. He listens a lot.
I told him. I said we had the softball. He goes, I'll be listening. So that's why I threw that in. No, but
it just takes, like Harold said before, one pitcher. I mean, can make a whole difference on the team. So Marion Local has a good pitcher. They might sneak up on a lot of teams this year. I'm not sure what too many of the other teams have. We didn't play last year. We played a little bit in the summer, but that was it.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to say what everybody's going to look like because everybody was off last year.
It's all new.
So you look at your freshmen and sophomores, and there's still junior high kids trying to step up to the, you know, for us, the varsity level.
Sure.
Because we don't have a JV team. So, it could be a everybody's going to be in the same boat when it's what it's going to come down to.
So have you guys been instructed as far as how you deal with COVID? The kids got to wear a mask, or how's it? What's the...
The kids... They have to wear a mask in the dugout. The coaches have to wear a mask at all times. So
even
it, as far as I know, on the field too.
Even when you're spitting sunflower seeds,
it's tough. we tried it on Monday, but even just trying to communicate through the mask is tough. because the
are you it's and just you guys muffled. Feed your yeah what
no I don't know I haven't had a mask on yet. I don't know. Am I supposed cut to tell that. Me that?
Cut that out. Now, you are going to put us back on
actually,
probation.
Jerry said they just came. Something just came and canceled everything that they had. They said, no, just disregard everything we said.
Couple weeks, months ago, they had said you couldn't share balls anymore. So you had to have your own ball. And then you had to have a designated person come pick up the bat and take it to the dugout. But they've nixed that so far.
I think
so.
A lot of that stuff getting...
Hopefully the mask will come soon.
I think so, too.
I agree. I'm ready for it to come... get over with.
As soon as Rocker gets his shot.
That's what the that's whole county's waiting on.
Yep.
Mike DeWine is waiting on Rocker to get his shot.
Yep.
He is hard up for entertainment then.
So anything else you guys want to add about your team and
or assistant coaches?
Well, one thing we want to make sure we do is we'll make sure that you guys want to see some good competitive softball. And we're going to have some games on Fort Carey Radio, but get down there and support these kids.
Absolutely. They're going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talk about it all the time is that there ain't nothing better than sitting out, bring your grandkids, bring your kids, let them, they got acres to run.
Yep.
And enjoy some really good softball. And we wish you guys nothing but the best this year.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming up. I know you guys are busier than heck.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
But these mics are always open. So come up during the season and fill us in.
You're about 10-0.
That's right.
Come
that's
on
right.
In.
Or if you're 0-10, then we'll be, you know, we want you up here too. Because
yeah, because they're going to put you through the ringer then.
And we're going through the ringer.
We don't put anybody. It. We don't. We're not ringer putter.
We're not two ringers.
Thanks, guys, for coming up. We wish you guys nothing but the best. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. Sports Talk. We'll talk a little NCAA tournament.
NCAA.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Feet.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends. But make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Wow.
The 2021 Win on Wabash is excited to present to you our newest raffle, the Friday Night Tow and Go. This progressive raffle will have up to 13 winners and give away up to $270,000 in cash and prizes, including a golf cart, jet ski, ATVs, dirt bikes, a camper, a Harley-Davidson Road King, and a Chevy Silverado. The number of tickets sold will determine the total number of prizes to be given away. Tickets sell exclusively through our website, wowraffle.com, for $25 per ticket or $5 for $100. The winners will be drawn at the 2021 Win on Wabash on August 27th, 2021, and winners will be able to interact in this game show-style giveaway. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com, or on our Facebook page, Wow Super Raffle. Tickets are available January 1st through May 1st, or until sold out. So be sure to get in on your chance to win some great prizes in the Friday Night Tow and Go Raffle, part of the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle event.
Wow.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba, Fee, the Rock.
Rocks in the house.
Mick Spencey. We want to thank Gary Shane and
Ryan Tin for coming up and taking time out.
Yeah.
Talking Indian softball, and they sound pretty excited
about
season.
Sounds like they're going to have a fun year, I think. You know, a lot of girls, but I think they got good girls.
Yeah.
They got some girls that are really good.
Yeah, and we talked about those girls are going to set the home run records. That means they got some girls that can hit some taters.
Girls that can hit her. Yeah.
That's
always fun.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah. The wind's always blowing out there.
Oh, yeah. Great view.
I want to go. I want to hit one out again. Think I could?
Nope.
Nope. Thanks, Neil.
Any more questions?
What do you want? He just comes up. He bellies up to the mic.
He's ready to go.
Harold said, come on up and sit down.
He did?
Yes, he did.
I gave him the okie-doke.
You gave him the orsky-dorsky?
Come on in.
Jesus. Ave Maria.
Ave.
Ave, ave, ave Maria.
That's not bad, was it?
That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Let There Be Peace on Earth is not your top 10.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right, explain that to me.
Well, if you were there when I was making the list out,
yeah,
about 2 weeks ago, you could have
helped.
Been helpful.
And Neil said, "In the Garden." That's my mom's favorite song.
In the Garden.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That don't make it. How about Joni? She's disappointed right now.
Joni,
my mom.
Oh, why? Never.
How about Go Forth? Was Go Forth in there?
Nope.
Oh, I love Go Forth.
Go Forth. I always love it because it's the last. It's when you're going out.
We're out.
It's always the one I know.
Yeah.
Go Forth among the people.
You can't say that. You can't say you didn't like it because it just has
to. No, it's always that was great because it was done.
Yeah, I agree. What else you got?
My actual question was,
okay,
I didn't get a chance to ask them because I didn't want to look stupid.
Ooh, never.
But how do you, with a softball, how do you throw, like, say, certain pitches?
Underhanded.
Well, that's exactly. I mean, with a softball, it's not like you've got a baseball where
it's all about the release, Hall. The
wrist.
Release
and the wrist. And you can't be a wimp. You know what I'm saying?
But well, if you're throwing underhanded, it's not like you're. I mean, there's something.
Well, you're not just lobbing it underhanded.
Yeah, you ever been to a girls' softball game?
Yes.
When?
MD tournaments?
No, that is not the same.
Well,
this.
They're throwing them 85 miles an hour sometimes, 70 to 90.
I mean, granted, it's not softball.
What? The girls' MD?
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if they'd throw in a fast pitch or not. I don't
know. No, they'd be slow pitch. This is.
But yeah, for the.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to grab a bat and I'll pitch to you.
Man, you will regret that.
You will, because I'll send one right at your noggin.
Yeah, but he won't have a good handle on the bat, and it'll come flying at you.
You won't be. Well, I'm guessing you're not going to have any more kids, anyways.
You don't know that.
Never know.
Might borrow some.
I still am potent.
He potent.
Potently gassy.
Really?
Nice.
Now, I've seen really good baseball players trying to hit a softball pitch, and the softball does things completely different from any baseball pitch. The curveballs curve differently, and they do the up and down stuff. That their drop ball is killer. I've never seen a guy.
I don't understand the drop ball. I agree with you on that.
Yeah,
rise and drop.
What is a drop ball?
It gets there and drops, or it gets there and rises,
falls off the table.
Or it curves, bends a little bit. So
it's a bender.
Bender.
We're gonna talk NCAA hoops.
How's your team look?
Hoops.
My team never made the tournament.
Who?
Kentucky.
I thought you were a Notre Dame fan.
I thought you were Irish.
You knew this, Neil. I was a Kentucky fan.
I don't think I knew that. I just thought you were Notre Dame everything.
Of course, you know.
Notre Dame softball.
A weird year where Kentucky and Indiana both don't make the tournament. Of course, Indiana.
Or Duke.
Duke didn't make it either.
Yeah, I'd sacrifice Kentucky going as long as Duke
did. A lot of buckets of tears cried on that one.
Not by me.
No.
Me either.
I like seeing North Carolina knocked out in the first round. That was pretty neat. Texas.
Ross Wendell's going to kill you for saying that.
Oh, he does it anyways. He'll do it anyways. But, you know, like Loyola, Chicago. That's pretty, you know, neat story.
Yeah, so who
Sister,
you got?
Sister, what's her name?
Sister Jean, by the way.
Jean, thank you.
So who's going to win it?
Yeah. Gonzaga?
I think Illinois. Or did they get beat?
They're out.
So. Gone.
Well, crikey. Well, I want that idea.
Crikey.
For that. Steve Irwin time for that one.
So Ohio State then, if Illinois isn't going to win?
Ohio State's out.
Oh, you knew Ohio State was out, but you didn't know Illinois was out?
Well, I figured Illinois had a better shot.
Well, they did. They were 1 seed. Ohio State was a 2 seed.
Let's talk about something more important.
Which is what?
They're putting the road in. They're putting the road in now?
Yeah. Elm Street, yeah.
It's getting closer. So this will not be busy anymore. Semis.
Correct.
Shouldn't be.
But your house will still be.
Yeah, that won't change anything. Well, it'll probably make it worse because people will know that there's one turn instead of four.
So they'll come flying through there?
Yeah.
Jake breaking in front of
you. Oh, yeah.
Bah, 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 bah. Neil be throwing things into wind.
The last 2 days, I've seen semis parked right across the street from you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, you got them boxed out on your side, though. I like that.
Yep.
Good idea.
You shut them down.
Well, I just wanted to sleep past 5:30 in the morning. But, you know, that's okay. Now they're just blocking the alley.
Yeah.
Oh.
They are blocking the alley. That makes us mad, don't it?
Could be.
If I'm trying to get there, or if a fireman's trying to get down that alley to get to the fire hall.
Mm-hmm. So when does Holly take over, or when does she start up here?
I think
she's got to finish
July
1
or August 1.
I'm assuming.
Yeah. She might be doing some stuff with
helping out
with Brent, so she knows stuff. But I think what she was saying last week was she was starting either July 1 or August 1. I can't remember which, but it's after school.
I'm sure she's got to finish down there.
Yeah. And Brent's going to, you know, he already has most of his work done.
What is she going to finish at?
Greenville. She teaches in Greenville. Mm-hmm. Bob, what's your problem there?
You didn't know that?
Well, I'd heard. I didn't know.
Sure. Hey, I see Rossburg Acres is looking for some part-time help this summer. You in or out?
You could live out there. You could get you a camper and just live out there all summer.
Well, let's see. How do I put this?
Yeah.
They need a full-time golf
Bill
cart driver.
Bill might be listening.
I doubt it.
Need Good a full-time resume. Golf cart driver.
No, you can pick up rake leaves and pick up sticks and...
Mow. He can mow.
You can mow.
We'll get you a push mower.
Yeah, that'd probably be safer for him.
It might take you all summer to get the place mowed, but...
Here's what we're going to do.
The last time I...
You need one of them spin-arounders.
No, Fee, you know what we're going to do for 2021?
What are we doing?
In the celebration of COVID ending, we're getting you your driver's license. In or out?
I don't think that's a good idea.
Why?
For anybody.
Fee will give you a car.
Whoa.
We'll get you a car.
Yeah. It won't be his wife's car, though.
Neil's got one he'll sell you.
No, it has to sit there.
We'll put up a note.
Have to walk down the alley to get his car.
You can't just buy a car and set it there.
No, I've driven it. I drive it at least 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah, good shape.
Park it right back where it was, and everybody says you never move your car, but put it right back where it was.
How about the Reds? How we doing? I ain't paying much attention.
I'm pumped.
You pumped?
Yeah.
You like them
I
moving?
I seriously am. I think they're going to be just fine.
Moving, what's his face, to short? Ain't he kind of slow for being shortstop?
I think that when I look at the Reds, they got a lot of questions. But I like these young kids. I think that this Jonathan India is going to be a star.
Yeah.
And he's batting about 360 this spring. And the Reds have already said that he's going to make their big...
Bring him up?
Yep. And then this Antone, they announced that he's going to stay in the big leagues, and he throws it 100 mile an hour. And I don't know. I like – they're better than what you think.
I hope so.
They're worth putting a $50 or $100 ticket on winning the World Series.
Might be worth it.
Wow. 30 to 1.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. be $3,000 if you win.
Yeah. You in or out?
I'm in.
Okay.
Not a bad
show. How do I make that bet?
Just give me the money. I'll take care of it.
Well, probably in the next couple of days, I'm going to get $1,400. I'll just give it to you.
Have you got
your check yet?
No. You get yours yet?
I don't know. I've been checking at nothing so far.
You getting one.
That's fine.
Shout out.
What are you going to do with it?
Well, I'm
hoping. Give it to Bubba to bet on the Reds.
I'm hoping in the fall, when the weather's more, a little cooler out there, go to Vegas.
Oh. Shut up.
Hello.
What do you mean when it's cooler out there? They're all air conditioned.
I woke up sunshine over there.
You're going to Vegas. Who with?
Thank God somebody paid attention.
Hey, who with?
Well, at the moment, just me.
How about Uncle Harold?
There we go.
Sure.
And Buddy Bobby.
It's like the
Buddy
Rat Bobby? It's like the Rat Pack. And
we'll take the Rat again. Pack.
And Spencey.
And Spence. We're going.
You want to go?
I'll go if Steiny goes so he can tell me what we're supposed to do.
So who gets to be Sammy?
I'll be Sammy.
Who can take milk chocolate?
Chocolate.
There you go. I love the Rat Pack.
I did too.
They're some pretty cool dudes.
They were.
Oh, wow.
Would that be politically correct today, of course?
No.
Yeah. Why? How could that be wrong?
Quite a few things, actually.
Today is a big day in history.
Which is what?
Big day. March 24th is a big day. Let's go over some of the things that happened on March 24th.
I have no idea.
Hurt me.
Huh?
Hurt me.
Who died on March 24th?
Earl Baldus.
Oh.
Earl did?
Yeah. 2015.
Hats off.
We said goodbye to the legend.
One hot dog short of breaking even.
One wiener. One wiener.
That's what he always said.
Yeah.
How'd you think? How'd you do? One hot dog short of breaking even.
Well, he didn't seem to be doing too bad.
No.
3 years ago today, Marion Local won state title. Basketball.
Oh, basketball? Yep.
Was that late?
Might have been 2 years ago.
I mean, it was 2 years. I was thinking it would have been... But no. It was
24.
It was our first...
We got a legend birthday.
It was a Saturday because we were playing Worthington, whatever it was, with...
Who we got?
Baseball.
Chuck Esler?
That is legend.
Yeah.
Yes.
No doubt legend.
Chuck Esler's legend.
Yes. And Kathy. Those are two of the most awesome people we ever had.
I can't believe they're not listening.
Yeah.
Well, they might not be.
Hmm?
We haven't heard from them yet, have we? We usually hear from them.
She texted me. She said that,
shows suck.
Yeah. No.
Get a little better.
She congratulated me on the birth of my granddaughter. And then she also, Chuck texted me. I sent Chuck a birthday wish.
Yeah.
And he said yes to him and his wife enjoyed a Texas Roadhouse.
That's cool.
And it's the first time that they've been to a restaurant in 1 year.
In 1 year.
Wow.
So, happy birthday, Chuck.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely, Chuck Esler.
Chuck Esler, one of the best.
Great coach.
He was a great coach.
Did you have him?
I had him in seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
Yep.
That's when I had him. Seventh grade basketball.
Yep.
He said I was one of the best players he ever had.
I remember that.
So he's lost his mind?
Yeah. Chuck's got some problems. No doubt. Chuck's got a little dementia.
Chuck lost his mind. Huh?
Thanks, Neil.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say he didn't really say that.
He might not have, but he might have.
I don't know.
He might. Yeah. And he might have jumped out the window and flown over to New Knoxville to one of the games.
What else we got? Anything else?
He's talking about dementia.
Yeah.
How about your brother, Phil?
I don't even talk to him. I don't even like him.
Why you not talk to your brother?
Hmm?
You don't know how much longer you may have him. You gotta nurture the family.
Show him some love. I really don't like him, though. I mean, what do you do about that?
Try really hard, Bob.
Try and... It's an illusion.
Love and Marriage. Love and Marriage. Well, that's a Frank Sinatra song that they took.
It was Frank's song.
That was a
really
the name of Frank Sinatra song. Yeah, Love and Marriage. Well, he didn't write it, but it was a
who wrote it?
I'm gonna say, one of the Broadway guys. I think that was on a Broadway show.
What was Frank Sinatra's last meal?
Spam.
Nope.
Oh, tuna.
Nope.
Tuna out of the
spaghetti.
Can.
Steak. Nope. Cheese sandwich. Really? Yep. Had a cheese sandwich every day. They had a thing on this week. Was talking about it.
Really?
And they, the only reason they knew is because they always do autopsies on,
yeah,
on stars.
Yeah.
So they, cheese sandwich.
Mama Cass's was ham and cheese. She choked on it.
Well, that was an urban myth.
That's a bad one.
Oh.
It was?
Yeah.
If she were there, what would she have?
Well, Elvis. She's for one thing, she's Jewish, so she wouldn't have ham.
I don't think she was a practicing Jew.
On the
urban, why do you say that's an urban legend? Maybe that's true.
The daughter kind of pointed it out.
It ain't happening.
The daughter would have been three.
Well, the daughter...
And wouldn't have been with her in London. I think that's where she died. But anyway.
Hmm. Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Dinners.
Down he went.
Really? Yeah. I went to eat at Wings and Rings tonight.
Did you?
Did you?
Yeah, I took Lena.
Lena's happy.
Yeah.
How was it? Good? Great? Decent? Well, terrible?
Parmesan fries? Oh, my God. I love them Parmesan fries.
I'm if they ain't heart attackers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go check that out.
If you like French fries and you like this cheese, this whatever they put over
it. Ooh, it's good.
What's it called?
Parmesan.
But there's something that...
Garlic?
Starts with an egg. Garlic, Parmesan, aiola. Oh, areola.
That's a... No, aola. It's a whole different ball game.
Aiola.
Aiola.
Yeah.
That's your nipple, right?
Boobies.
Yes.
I think that's what we're on.
Yeah.
I guess what it was.
No wonder you liked it.
Hmm? I'm serious. It's on a menu. Aiola. Garlic, Parmesan, aiolas.
Aiola. It's a whole different thing. No. No, not Orioles either.
They're chef.
They're terrific.
They are terrific.
That sounds good.
They're good.
Has anybody tried the Cajun place in Portland yet?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. I go there about every other day.
Where's the Cajun place?
Portland Country Club.
Topher's. Oh, okay.
Topher's. Topher's. You been over there?
No.
Let's go.
Okay. I don't.
You in or out?
I don't usually go somewhere to eat. If I'm somewhere and I'm not near my house, I'll go out and eat, but I don't go.
Why?
Because I can make better food a lot cheaper at my house.
Mmm. How about fish? What's the best fish you had?
Did some of the haddock that we usually use for the fish fries and all that stuff, mm-hmm, and broil it with butter and garlic on it.
You ever take roasting ears and put them in the oven?
No, but I put them on the grill.
Seen them
but
on
I
grill.
Saw on the other day, people are talking about doing it. Yeah, but I do the same thing, but I put it on the grill. It gets a little smoke flavor to it, too. Then well, it's not really my grill. It's my smoker.
Welcome to the Food Network.
Smoky. I cooked out Sunday. Burgers and fries.
Cooking with Bubba and Fee.
Fries?
Burgers, fries in the oven, but burgers and hot dogs.
Burgers and hot dogs.
Yep, I got some hot dogs at the IGA that I need to cook, but I had, let's see, in the last 2 weeks I've had three T-bones from the Wayne Street Market, $5.99 a pound. So you can get a big giant T-bone for six and out. Oh, they're awesome. Just
really?
Cook them low and slow, and they're just tender as can be.
I know. 15 days since I've had red meat. He's having 10 steaks on.
He can't have red meat.
He's killing me.
I don't care about that.
Can you have a cheeseburger? Is that red meat?
That's red meat.
You can't have a red meat sandwich.
No.
Turkey?
Turkey I can eat.
Yep, chicken.
Chicken I can eat.
Fish?
Fish I can eat.
You eat a river of liver and an ocean of fish.
Name the show.
MASH.
No.
Yes.
No. Good times.
Good times.
So what about pork? That's not red
pork,
meat.
You can eat. I can eat.
You can't have nothing?
All that.
You can't have a burger?
I can't burgers. Burgers kill me. Do I want one?
How about a sausage sandwich?
Yes, I've had that.
Oh, you can have sausage?
Yeah.
That's pork.
Pork, good.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
How long you got to do this?
A little while, yeah.
When you're done, we're going to go get a steak.
Oh, we're getting a big one.
I mean, it's a Freddie Flintstone steak.
I want a Freddie Flintstone.
We want to tip the damn vehicle
drop
over.
Drop the car over.
You in or out? You going with us or not?
I'm in.
Sure.
I'd go and watch that. Go to one of those places where you get $200 if you eat this 2-pound steak or whatever.
Tomahawk or something like that.
I'd choke on the first bite.
Can you imagine that? You find allowed to eat meat forever. And you choke on it.
Because you didn't chew it enough and couldn't wait to get it down your gullet.
Yeah, his gullet closed up.
Killed me.
That would be bad. That's not even fucking joke about. We don't want to lose a big fee.
Have you ever seen these things on YouTube where they called the hot ones?
No.
Where they eat like a row of chicken wings and starts out with the lowest sauce first, and it goes all the way to the hottest sauce they got.
How is it?
Well, some of those people don't do well.
Really?
The only one that did halfway decent was Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd, this ain't nothing. He already showed him up, too, because he put extra sauce on top of it.
Really?
He wanted her smoking.
Is this on your YouTube video, or is this on your Facebook videos?
No, YouTube.
Really?
What'd you put in? Chicken wing eating, or what?
Hot wings.
Hot wings?
Hot wing eating.
It's amazing, some of them. Some of them are not very good, but Kevin Hart does a pretty good job with it.
Kevin Hart's funny.
Ain't bad. Badass.
Bubba's not a fan, apparently.
Yeah, he's all right. I'm not going to go. I wouldn't go pay him at the amphitheater. I would. If he was at the amphitheater and it charged $10, I would not go.
Do we know who we got this year for...
Yeah.
They put it out there, but I
haven't
looked at it. Yeah. Hog fat, yeah.
We got Led Zeppelin.
Zeppelin. Fred Zeppelin.
Freddie Zeppelin.
Ted Nugent.
He's dead. Idiot.
Ned Nugent.
Don't talk about the dead.
No, he's not.
Ted died.
He better not be dead.
Rock and roll animal.
He better not be dead. We got a prize.
Rocker's going to win that goat hunting with him.
Yeah. Hey, I'd like to win that. I'd sell that sucker.
Yeah. I still say the best one to win that is Bubba or Bill.
Why? Hopefully he falls out of the helicopter.
I would just...
God.
I hope Lauren's not listening to this.
Lauren hates us.
That's understandable.
Yep.
She hates you.
I think she likes Rocker. She talks to him at church sometimes.
Yes.
You go to the Red Door?
I call it Christ Chapel, but sure.
It's Red Door. It's what everybody in town calls it.
Yeah. Red Door.
And they call it that for the 15 years when the doors were brown. So they just painted the doors back to red.
Put them back red again.
There's good trivia.
Yeah. It's about 15 years.
It looked like there were 780 people there this last year.
A lot of people. Well, it was actually probably 20 or 30 less than the week before, but yeah. But
they need a new church.
Well, starting Easter, they're going to do two services, 9 and 11.
Really?
Yep.
Good promo for the
church. We can't have two churches. Can't have a new church.
Why?
Because that's where I have to go. I live across the street.
Don't have to go very far.
And that's where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah, but what if they build a new one? Then you got to drive a mile.
That won't happen. I'll have to buy that church and go there by myself.
You have your own Neil's church.
Neil's church.
Yeah.
You can move the studio in there.
Yeah, but then that'd be weird for having church, having
sports talk in church. Yeah,
having Rolling Stones playing church is going on. But we could do the Rocker's top 10 list of hymns.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in.
Apparently he didn't. What was the one you said? Ave Maria doesn't belong in there?
No.
Or that high,
it shouldn't be number one, is what he said.
And what was number one supposed to be?
We think how great thou art.
I'm not going to doubt you.
Well, I like that.
Good one.
What else you got?
How about another happy birthday?
Who we got?
The valley.
Probably, in my time, the best player I ever seen play basketball, Greg Colic.
Greg Colic's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Gregor.
All right.
29. I would say Greg Colic's the greatest player to ever play for Recovery High School.
I would have to throw him in that, but I didn't get to see some of the big boys, but...
It depends on where you're thinking, but Brian Hybe would have to be in there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Tom Bryan.
That's what he said. I said Brian and Hybe.
Brian and Hybe.
Depending on...
Who's our all-time leading scorer?
Greg Colic.
Thank you very much.
Yep. You'd have to throw at least
at least think about Ed Snyder and Kevin Dilworth, but they weren't
the greatest.
But I had a but, and you interrupted me.
Okay. But
they weren't like they were great shooters and good, really really great ball handlers. But they weren't the inside. They weren't the strong inside rebound and stuff. So, but although I believe Kevin Dilworth at 5'11 in high school and 6 foot in college was the second leading rebounder on every team he played on.
Scotty Dilworth, same way. Yeah. Those guys had a knack for where the ball's going.
Ball's going, and if they get it in their hand, it ain't coming out.
Nope.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But so there's, you know, I'd take our 10th best player ever right now and put a team around him with four of us. Four of us and
getting the ball.
Whoever's number 10, we'll just go play anybody.
What else you got? I got nothing else.
I'm about out.
Yep, me too.
I got nothing.
Thank the varsity softball team for coming up. We appreciate the heck out of that.
Ryan and Kerry.
They're
awesome.
Yeah.
Go Buckeyes.
Those are some pretty good people being in charge of our softball program.
I agree with you. I agree. They're great people. I'm with you, boys.
So what else we got?
That's all I got.
We got crappers. Congrats on the babies. We got babies coming out everywhere.
Yep.
I know we do. Babies go.
How many grandkids you got, Rocker?
That'd be Zippo.
Zippadoo.
I think I'm right
Zippity
there with you.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Zippity.
That's racist.
No, it's... Oh, yeah. Anymore.
Yep.
Nuts.
Song of the South.
Thank you, everybody, for coming on Sports Talk tonight. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
And we'll be able to talk about...
Opening day!
Baseball, softball.
Softball, opening day.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
See you next Wednesday.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.